Hey there. Welcome to HabChat. We all know that the Haberfeld's HPG strategy works towards accelerating growth. This podcast is our opportunity to learn from others. What's worked, what hasn't worked, how to get everyone on board, and even how to prepare your budget for full marketing utilization. Well, you're in the right place. So let's get started. Welcome back, everyone, to HabChat to 2024. Man, we made it through 2023, on to 2024, a brand new year, and we're really excited this year because we have a great lineup of some wonderful episodes. And I am Patrick Reist, your host, and I'm joined today by my wonderful co-host, Susan. Susan, how are you today?
I am doing great. Hello. It's wonderful to be back and start off a new year. Just excited.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the fun things that I love, Susan, whenever we go and talk to financial institutions for the first time, we focus a lot of things around a lot of things, such as, you know, fees, marketing, and even having a compelling offer. It's really crucial for financial institutions to have products and services that really make sense and that are compelling to customers and members, don't you think?
Yeah, I absolutely agree, because not only having the products and services that make sense, but also having that culture that focuses on employees and their growth, which ultimately is going to help the FI grow. And so you can have the best products in the world, but without that strong culture to back it up and a senior leadership team that's also focused on that growth, you might not have as the good results that you would expect.
Absolutely. And we actually have a wonderful leader joining us here today for our first episode of HabChat 2024. Joining us today over Zoom, we have Kevin Cole, who is the CEO of Mid Oregon Credit Union. He's just an absolutely great leader, and we are excited to have him on the podcast today. Kevin, how are you today?
I am doing great. Looking forward to this chat and looking forward to continued success in 2024.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Kevin, kind of before we get into conversation about products and staff motivations, I kind of want to start here with you because you joined the credit union. I think maybe it was a few weeks or so after the credit union, the leadership team at the time made the decision to partner with Haberfeld, this firm in Lincoln, Nebraska. Back in 2017. And when you joined, it kind of seemed like they said, hey, welcome to Mid-Oregon. By the way, we just partnered with this company out of Lincoln, Nebraska to help with current account growth. So I guess my question is, what did you think when that happened, when you saw like, oh, I guess we partnered with this firm now?
My initial reaction was surprise. This was a very aggressive and a fairly expensive strategy for a credit union that did not seem to have a big appetite for risk. So eliminating the barriers to open a checking account seemed shocking to me, given my assessment of the risk tolerance of the leaders in the organization at the time. At that point, we were also an organization that was not great at empowering frontline staff to make decisions. But what I didn't realize was the strategy of removing barriers to people open checking accounts actually creates fewer decisions for staff to have to make on eligibility and whether or not we're going to open the account. The one thing I did insist on was that we increase our overdraft fee from $25 to $27 to help cover some of the costs of the strategy. We're still at $27 today, but by about 2020, I realized the extra $2 was totally unnecessary just because the strategy had been so successful for us.
That's great. So, Kevin, at what point did you realize the strategy that Haberfeld helped craft together with Mid-Oregon was going to be really successful?
Well, we had success almost immediately. And after about a year of seeing the results continue to accelerate, I was convinced that we needed to do more with Haberfeld. Our acquisition cost has always been quite low, and so our Haberfeld person at the time we started was Rob, And Rob did that first yearly review and that net present value calculation that Haverfeld does for clients. And I was like, he was speaking my love language at that point. And so I stopped questioning whether we should be doing this and really started focusing on how to improve it and optimize it. I have a natural skepticism when it comes to consultants, and we don't use a lot of them. So it took me a little bit to realize that Haverfeld employees were not your average consultants that work in the credit union space.
That is true. We hear that a lot. So can you share some more of your results from 2017 to today with us?
Yeah, our asset growth from the year in 2016 to year in 2023 was 283%. And our total membership is up 78%. We've been able to increase our checking account penetration from 70%, which was a pretty high number to start with, all the way up to 78%, which is a really strong number. Last year, we had a return on assets of 1.98%. So those are all things that I'm proud of for us as an organization. One of the other things that's Haverfeld specific that we're very proud of is our consultants have always told us that a branch that opens 500 checking accounts in a year is a really high performing branch. And so in 2023, the last of our branches hit that 500 threshold. And so now all seven of our branches are over that 500 threshold. And so we're really proud of that, just from a Haverfeld perspective, because, you know, we want every branch to be high performing. But of all the things that we've been successful at, the one I'm most proud of is our Net Promoter Score. We started tracking our Net Promoter Score in 2022 and didn't really know what to expect. And in 2023, mind you, this is across thousands of survey points, we finished the year at 84.4.
Wow.
And so what we're seeing with our the combination of our Net Promoter Score, where our members are telling us that they will refer their friends and family to us, and then we see it on the other side in our plus one performance, that they're actually making those referrals. I think we have one of the highest plus one performance across the Haverfeld network.
Well, I believe you do. And honestly, one of the aspects, I mean, first of all, fantastic results. That is absolutely amazing from 2016 to today, end of year 2016 to today. But one of the other aspects of having this type of results, this type of growth, is having products that are compelling to people. So how has your product lineup and your sweepstakes prize helped motivate some of your members to open up checking accounts with Mid-Oregon?
Yeah, Simply Free works really well for us just because it's a simple and transparent product. And we serve a pretty high proportion of low-income households in our area, and so this is very attractive to a lot of our potential members. The truth is, when you have a lot of money, every checking account is free. When you don't have a lot of money, you know, then, of course, not every checking account is free. So I think it provides a pretty compelling value to that part of the market. When we first started with Haverfeld, our premium interest checking was really premium in name only. It didn't have any premium features. So a couple of years in, we decided to beef up the benefits package by adding refunds on foreign ATM withdrawal fees, free checks, and a better rate structure. Those changes have really helped with our premium interest checking. Our mix is still a little low compared to the Haverfeld averages, but the premium checkings that we get have really, really strong balances in activity. On the offer, the sweepstakes model has been really effective for us. We've been able to partner with businesses in Central Oregon that want to be featured in our mailers, and several businesses that we would consider to be sort of iconic Central Oregon businesses, they want to be our partner. And so they offer us discounts on the prize packages that we put together for our sweepstakes model. And of course, we put their brand in front of, you know, a big number of households of potential customers. But the sweepstakes model has really been one of my favorite parts of the program. Being able to help drive customers to you know, businesses that are Central Oregon based, like the Les Schwab Tires, or into the Old Mill shopping area, which is kind of the, you know, the premier shopping area in Central Oregon. So we're able to offer prizes that are local, and they're things that people in Central Oregon really want. So we think it gets people's attention, and it really does an excellent job of serving that tiebreaker role in the program.
Oh, I would 100% agree with that, and the fact that you're getting local businesses involved with your sweepstakes prize and highlighting them along with your checking accounts, I think that's one major piece that I think is probably part of why you were so successful. But the other piece of that success puzzle is creating and maintaining a strong culture. So how would you describe the culture at Mid-Oregon, and how have you kind of maintained this and grown this over time?
Yeah, the word we use to describe our culture is intentional. We're very intentional about how we build, support, and maintain the culture. And it starts on your first day working at Mid-Oregon. But we do a lot of work on organizational health with one of the other group of consultants that we trust, the Table Group, which is Pat Lencioni's organization. But this work around organizational health includes training for employees on accountability and training on, you know, how their job fits into the key results of the organization. We have a whole process that we train employees on how to give and receive feedback. And we have a rule in the organization that anyone in the organization can give anyone else feedback. And that includes me. So we use a lot of focus groups and surveys to gather input from the team. And we have this feature on our intranet called the Big Idea, where people can submit suggestions, and they all have a process that they go through to make sure they get evaluated for implementation. One of the big things that we do is we have a thematic goal, which represents the most important thing right now, and so for the organization. So the current thematic goal is building deposit relationships. And so we have everybody in the organization working on building deposit relationships, and we have, you know, 15 different initiatives that the executive team is working on and talking about every week. And those things are all around the thematic goal of acquiring new deposit relationships. We choose to define culture as behavior, and my job as the leader of the organization is really to be responsible for that culture, what behaviors we encourage and those that we don't tolerate. I actually have an outline on the whiteboard in my office, and I go through it with every new employee in the organization. And at the end of that presentation, we give them one of the books that's foundational to our culture, and ask them to give it to a coworker or a friend when they're done with it. It's funny, it's not for everyone. I have employees tell me all the time, especially like new employees, wow, you guys really do this stuff. You really believe it. But we do have some people that self-select out, and we're actually happy with that. And we help them find the right place for them to be. We love them. They just can't be here if they don't fit with the culture.
You know, interesting you say that, Kevin. You know, you just said it's not for everyone. Ironically, that is also the slogan for Nebraska. I don't know if you knew that, but that was the slogan they came up for. The Nebraska Tourism Board came up. Yeah, Nebraska, it's not for everyone. So,
oh, I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin, thank you so much for sharing that, because I know that having a strong culture is such a crucial part of what really motivates employees. And I just wanted to find out a little bit more, and you've touched on it somewhat, but how do you and your teams keep your employees motivated, especially if there are any times when you ever fall a little bit behind your goal? Although I don't think that happens very often at Mid-Oregon.
Yeah, they are very focused on the goals. And, you know, we will even have, sometimes I think it gets a little bit negative. We'll have loan officers that are, you know, on the last day of the month, they don't want to go home until they hit their goal, if they're close. But it really lives with our branch managers. They are kind of our chief motivating officers for our production teams. And we really allow each of them to bring their own ideas and their own style and how to motivate their teams. For example, a couple of our branch managers got together and they built a bingo game for cross-sold products. And so the employees, as they cross-sell something, they get to check off their bingo card. And when they get bingo, then they win some kind of prize. Others use a night out or some other thing that they know that their team wants. And then we reinforce it with our monthly sales meetings, and each branch does a daily stand-up where they talk about, you know, where they are in relation to goals, in addition to, you know, scheduling things and other things that they just need to talk about. A lot of it is really just staying focused on the positives. And, you know, as an organization, we obviously had a lot of good results and we celebrate that. But the thing that really impresses me most about those teams is how they help each other. Our loan officers and our account reps, which are people that open checking accounts, they have their own Teams channel and they help each other out in real time. So if a account rep has a question about how to set up a business account or a trust account, they have kind of a real-time lifeline where they can just text their fellow account reps on our Teams channel and they will get, you know, whatever help that they need almost immediately. And so we found that to be really successful for, you know, people are able to ask questions and get help rather than, you know, making a mistake and then having to go back and fix it.
Right.
One of the other things that we do is our financial dashboard each month includes our top performers. And so every single employee and every board member up to the board level in the organization sees this dashboard and they see it every month. And we make sure that we communicate who those top performers are and how much they are really crushing their goals.
Sounds like you have a lot of really good things in place, you know, that are keeping your culture so strong there. And we appreciate you sharing that with us. I know, though, that there are, you know, some leaders out there in the industry that they think the term culture and all of that is a little bit touchy-feely and a big waste of time. But I know that you have learned differently. And so what would you say to those naysayers?
Yeah, I'd say they're really putting their organizations and their employees at risk. I would recommend they read Culture Wars, which is the newest book by the Gallup organization. And it's talking about kind of what employees are experiencing post-pandemic. The truth is every organization has a culture. And if you believe that working on your culture and building an effective one is a waste of time, then your culture is going to reflect that belief. What we find is with a good, strong culture, you need fewer rules and fewer policies. Honestly, I don't see how there's any way we could execute something like our HPC strategy where every single employee has to be committed to the strategy without having a strong culture to back it up. The data from Gallup shows that engaged employees produce better business results. Our experience really supports that data very strongly.
Yeah. I mean, Kevin, I would agree. You guys have, from what you've shared with us and from what we know with your guys' partnership, with our partnership with Haberfeld and Mid-Oregon, is you guys are just, one, crushing your goals, and two, you have the culture to kind of back up, you know, why you're crushing your goals. It's not just because it's just a marketing thing. It's an everything thing that you're doing. So looking back at when we partnered together back in 2017 and to today, would you say that the partnership with Haberfeld was a good choice?
No, I would say it was a great choice, far above good. It ended up being one of the most impactful decisions that has shaped Mid-Oregon's trajectory over the past few years. The strategy is way more than checking accounts, and it really, our employees learn skills in the HPC program that they're able to apply to other parts of our business. You know, it's amazing, our results, both with Haberfeld and just kind of general in the industry, they attract a lot of attention and a lot of questions from my peers. And I always share freely and frequently talk about Haberfeld. And very few people actually follow up on that conversation. And so when we get a sense that people are willing to commit and are interested in running an HPC strategy with Haverfield, we do everything that we can to help convince them that this is the way to go. We even hosted a credit union who is now a Haverfield client. We hosted them for a whole day. It was their executive team came over and spent a whole day, and we ran them through every aspect of how we run our HPC program. We took them to the branch and had the employee do a sales presentation to the CEO, and he was blown away. But they're the only ones of all the people I've spoken to that have signed with Haverfield. But we spend that time we spend that time, make that investment because of how much we believe in the strategy. And also because Haverfield has really become a very key business partner. And I feel like I have friends at Haverfield that really help and care and support our business.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we are here to see you guys continue to grow. And I'm actually kind of curious, though, Kevin, when you have those conversations with some of those leaders from other institutions about Haverfield, who might be considering partnering with Haverfield or something of that nature, what's some of the things that you tell them?
Well, first I find out if they operate in our market, and that, you know, tell us how terrible it is. No.
That's how you get rid of your competition, Kevin.
what I tell them is it's a systematic approach, and that it's something that an entire organization can get behind, and, you know, that it's much more than the free toaster. You know, I was actually talking to a credit union executive who used to be an executive at a bank who was a Haverfield client before they were acquired. And he's like, you guys are doing great. What are you doing? And I said, well, you know, we have this partnership. And he's like, oh, that's the free toaster model. I said, well, yeah, it's a little bit more than that, quite a bit more than that. But yeah, we talk about it at Mid-Oregon in our terms. Our language is we have partners and we have vendors. And Haverfield is definitely in the partner category. And I think really, if you look at how the organization is wired, the fact that there's really no contract tells me a lot of what I need to know about Haverfield, that, you know, they're really there for the results and the partnership, and really built around this idea that Haverfield succeeds when the financial institution succeeds.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we are just so proud of you guys, the things that you have accomplished up to this point, and all the things that you guys will be accomplishing moving forward. And we very, very much appreciate the partnership with Mid-Oregon. And Kevin, I just got to say, just from this brief conversation that we've had with you, love your leadership style and everything that you are doing at Mid-Oregon. It seems like you have a great culture. Your results prove it. And I just got to say, I really appreciate your guys' partnership.
Well, we really appreciate the work that you all do for us and with us. And I feel like there would be a real void in the organization if we didn't have this strategy right now. It's become such an important part of, you know, who we are and what we do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Kevin, I just want to go ahead and just thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to sit down and just kind of talk to us about your experience with Haverfield, the partnership, and just kind of all the things that you have done at Mid-Oregon. It's been absolutely wonderful, Kevin. So thank you for being on the podcast today.
Well, thank you for having me. I enjoyed it as well, and look forward to hearing it live.
Absolutely.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of HabChat. If you are interested in discussing how you can build a core deposit strategy or learn more about how Haverfield can help your team, please visit us at www.haverfield.com. Make sure to join us next time, and don't forget to subscribe, like, and share this episode. As Estee Lauder once said, "I never dreamed of success, I worked for it." Keep growing, my friends.